Candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and treasurer are required under Vermont's constitution to receive more than 50% of the vote in the November election, or the race is decided by the legislature when it convenes in January. With seven candidates vying for the top state office this year, some are predicting it may be difficult for any one of them to surpass the 50% hurdle. If incumbent Democrat Governor Peter Shumlin wins a plurality over Republican challenger Scott Milne, it's expected the strongly Democratic legislature would give the incumbent another term. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.